Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Thank you for being here. Today, Billy Crone continues to bring clarity to the chaos of the mass media seduction of the masses, and Jerry Tyson has a Bible in the News report. We recently launched our brand new Moment of Prophecy e-newsletter, delivered to thousands of inboxes every week with the latest information on current events in Bible prophecy and special video messages from our speakers. I want to encourage you to sign up and start getting a Moment of Prophecy e-newsletters. Sign up by visiting swrc.com or simply call 1-800-652-1144. Billy Crone is back, continuing to unveil his evidence of the media's subliminal methods to control the masses.
My guest again today is Pastor Billy Crone, the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the founder of Get a Life Ministries. He's here with me again to talk about his latest book and DVD set, Subliminal Seduction: How the Mass Media Mesmerizes the Minds of the Masses. Welcome, Pastor Billy. Thanks so much for joining me again today.
Hey, thank you, Pastor James. It's always great to be on.
Well, now, before we talk about subliminal seduction, let's remind our listeners about the Signs of the Times Conference. I'm sure looking forward to coming out to Sunrise Bible Church next month. The conference will be November the 20th through the 21st. Greg Patton, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and you will be the featured speakers. Tell us about that conference.
Yeah, looking forward to it here in Las Vegas at Sunrise Bible Church. It's going to be a great time of the year here in Vegas. It's going to be fantastic weather, all kinds of great amenities, but it's going to be a great time in God's Word. You certainly want to be here to get equipped what's going on in these last days. But just to encourage people, don't delay. We have a seating capacity, first come, first serve. So please don't hesitate. Get registered now, so you don't miss out on the opportunity.
You can register. It's free, and you can register and sign up right now by calling 1-800-652-1144, or you can register online at swrc.com. The Signs of the Times Conference that's going to be held November the 20th through the 21st, Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. Let's talk about your latest book and DVD set, Subliminal Seduction. Now, in this study, you expose how elites are controlling the narrative. Let's talk about the global media, specifically newspapers. I understand that years ago, Hearst and Pulitzer controlled most of America's newspapers, but you say that today there is still a small group of elites that control what gets printed in newspapers. Can you explain that, please?
This is nothing new under the sun. People don't realize, again, that the media on the globe, really, we're not getting the news. We're getting what I call the narrative. And the narrative is controlled by the handful of elites who have purchased and bought all these global media outlets up, including newspapers. And part of it was what happened was we were fooled. The research that I discovered back in the 90s when we had that deregulation craze and we were told that that's going to break up the big monopoly, all that stuff. What it really did was it made the monopolies that much bigger. Because basically it busted out into smaller companies, but since then, guess what? The bigger companies have now swallowed up all the little companies, and so it's actually worse than it was before. And again, it's not just newspapers. It's newspapers, radio, the whole music industry, book industry, e-books, the whole nine yards, the educational system, television, social media. We did the research. It's the same exact pattern, Pastor James, on a global basis, not just the United States. But all those outlets are owned by a handful of billionaire elites, and we got them in print and on tape admitting that they're doing it so that they can control the information that they, as an elite, you know, of course, they, as an elite, they know better than us, right? And so we only get what they want us to get. Right. We only hear what they want us to hear. And it sounds crazy, but it's all documented. Now, again, on the one hand, we shouldn't be surprised at this because you brought up the historical example. And one of the media that's been out there the longest, i.e. print media, newspapers, and even magazines, same scenario. And this was actually done already in the past. You mentioned William Randolph Hearst. I was actually at his castle several years ago on the West Coast, north of L.A., and this guy had buku bucks. You should see just his his backyard. He literally has pieces of the pyramids of Egypt. I mean, this guy, he just had more money he knew what to do with, apparently. But this guy, William Randolph Hearst, and this is, folks, this is documented in history. purposely bought up most of the newspapers in the United States of America, and he used his newspapers, which was the primary media at the time. You know, radio came along eventually, but newspapers was the big one. That's how you got information out. Well, he learned that when you control the information getting out, you can control the information, which basically is a kind word for manipulate people. Because, again, people basically respond to the information that's given to them, right? The herd mentality, if you will. And so it's documented that he not only did that, he did that to manipulate people to vote for who he wanted to vote for via the newspapers he owned, also for the United States of America, for the populace to go along with getting involved in conflicts. In fact, we have a historical term for what he did with his newspapers. It's called yellow journalism. And yellow journalism was basically how they basically lied, okay, about events to get people to think certain things to basically manipulate them. Okay, it's a term that came out of what Hearst did. So this is nothing new under the sun. If you think it went away, you're fooling yourself. It's now on a much grander global scale. Okay, now basically, yellow journalism, that's the historical term. You know what the new term is?
Fake news, yeah.
Right? It's the same thing. But again, on the one hand, we shouldn't be surprised by it because this is an old practice. They just got more sophisticated with it, folks. We think that fake news is a recent development with the last election cycle and the last administration that was calling it out. Folks, this has been around for decades. And it ain't just newspapers. But again, I'm telling you, it's radio, music, books, education, TV, and of course, the latest media, social media. So we need to wake up to this, folks. This is not a conspiracy theory. You're not getting information, you're getting managed information. You're not getting the news. You're getting the pre-selected narrative that they want you to get. They're manipulating you. And it's high time that we get equipped and unplug from the system and learn to think critically, right? We used to teach that in our schools today to be critical thinkers. Not anymore. That's a whole other aspect we bring out. Schools today do not exist to teach kids how to be critical thinkers. They're telling kids what to think. And, folks, that's not education. That's indoctrination. And the same people I'm telling you that own the newspapers, the radio, the music, the books, they own the educational system. That's been hijacked. Okay. And, well, by the way, do you think it was by chance that these same entities took, of all things, they took prayer out of schools, they took the Bible out of schools, they took the Ten Commandments out, and then they moved on to the courtrooms? Do you think it was by chance? No. They did it on purpose, and they're using all these media, including the educational system, to manipulate people's minds. We have a term for people today that these guys have produced, right? They're called the snowflake generation.
Right.
You know, and many of us as Christians might go like, what has happened? How come these people literally crumble when they come across somebody that has a different opinion? Well, welcome to the education system that we have now that's been hijacked by these elites. They're producing that generation on purpose to act like that, to literally not just crumble and have to hug a teddy bear or squeeze a tree in order to, you know, emotionally make it through somebody disagreeing with their socialist agenda that they've been getting brainwashed in the school system, but it's getting them to cry out for what they want them to cry out for. This is the snowflake generation. They not only crumble when somebody disagrees, they say, we need to force people who don't believe what we believe with basically being politically correct. That's how it first started. Political correctness is basically silencing free speech. But see, what do you do with those people who don't voluntarily learn how to be politically correct, which basically means only believe what the narrative wants you to believe? Well, now they move to stage two, and it's called cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And so now those people who don't go along with the narrative, right, and if you don't turn into a snowflake and listen to the elites, okay, then you will be punished and your voice will be taken away. Folks, last time I checked, that's what Hitler did in Germany. And Hitler, again, we need to learn our history, folks. What's the old phrase? Those who don't learn their history are doomed to repeat it. Hitler, how he mesmerized the minds of Germany and got them to go along not only with his evil regime and his evil deeds, including the annihilation of the Jewish people, Hitler took over the media and all forms of media. And the German people only got what Hitler wanted them to get. And he also used it to manipulate them, to get them to go along with the narrative. Folks, that is happening today, even in the United States of America. And we know this to be true, folks. Do we still have the freedom of speech in America? No, we don't. And we're being conditioned to keep our mouth shut, roll over, and just accept it. Can you just share an opinion you want on social media today?
No.
No. They'll block you, shut you off, and rip off your channel. Can you share a video?
No.
Of a real live event, or even just your opinion on YouTube and some of these other outlets? No. Folks, that's a violation of the First Amendment of the United States of America. It's unconstitutional. But that tells you how far these guys have gone. They know that they have been doing this for decades. They've hijacked the educational system. They're producing a whole new snowflake generation that's promoting political correctness and cancel culture, which is basically book burning that Hitler used to do, controlling all information. And now it's moved to the stage where if you don't voluntarily go along and join this movement, you're going to be punished. You're going to be shut out of the system. Now, here's what's wild, Pastor James, is guess what? Can you imagine somebody on a global basis now taking this global media matrix that's being used to control a narrative? Can you imagine if somebody in the future hijacked the whole system and really begin to manipulate people on a global basis to go along with his evil agenda that make what Hitler did just in Germany look like chump change? Well, folks, we know that's going to happen. It's called the Antichrist. And I'm convinced the Antichrist is going to hijack this whole media system to dupe people to go along with his false utopia, including getting people to reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And he's even going to get people to go along with a second Holocaust. People don't realize this, unfortunately. In the seven-year tribulation, the Antichrist, in the midway point, he goes up into the rebuilt Jewish temple, commits what's called the Abomination of Desolation, and basically says, worship me, I'm God. Well, the Jewish people, the scripture says, they ain't going to go along with that. But here's the problem. Zechariah 13 says two-thirds of the Jewish people are going to be annihilated by the Antichrist. God will sovereignly protect, Revelation 12, one-third of them through the Archangel Michael. But two-thirds of the Jewish people are going to be slaughtered by the Antichrist in the seven-year tribulation. But folks, guess what? You might think, oh, there's no way that could ever happen on a global basis. What Hitler did, killing 6 million Jews, I mean, that wasn't that long ago. Nobody will listen. If you control the media like Hitler did, except this time on a global basis, the Antichrist will have the tools to control the narrative, to once again get people to be anti-God, anti-Jesus, and anti-Semitic, just in time to go along with a second Holocaust. It's Hitler on steroids, and this technology is leading the way.
We spoke on yesterday's program about the movie They Live, a science fiction film starring Rowdy Roddy Piper. And that movie, in the film, the main character was able to see through subliminal messages with the help of special glasses. And ladies and gentlemen, this book and DVD set that Pastor Billy Crone has produced, they're kind of like your special glasses that you can have your eyes opened up to the world of how the mass media is mesmerizing your mind. Pastor Billy, I want to talk about a Disney movie, The Lion King. There was a subliminal message I'd read about years ago. The animators hid the word sex in that film, and I was surprised to learn from your study here that this sort of thing is commonplace. What is sex marketing?
Well, sex marketing, of course, we typically have heard the phrase sex sells. And it's such a common phrase because it's so commonly used, and unfortunately, it actually works. It's another way to manipulate people. And this is being done in all forms of media, right? You look at a commercial today, and what is it? I mean, you got scantily clad people or all these sexual innuendos, and it's just like, okay, you're just eating a cheeseburger. Why do you got to put it in that frame? Because sex sells. It actually affects people, right? And it has a manipulative effect on them. And they equate, as crazy as it sounds, it equates with eating that cheeseburger with sex. But again, what's shocking, and dare I say, frankly, what's sick, is they don't stop with adults. And it's not just television. It's not just movies. We haven't even talked about social media, but it's also in print. They do this in magazines and newspapers. Even in the book, and certainly if you get the DVDs, you'll see it on video. You think you're just looking at an innocent picture of a person's face. No, if you zoom in that mole on that person's face, in this one case we gave, it was a picture of Marilyn Monroe, it's actually a Mercedes-Benz logo, right? It's tucked away in there. But not only that, they actually airbrush the word sex into the product. It could be you're looking at it and you think it's just a Ritz cracker. Nope, look real close. You could see the word sex airbrushed into it. It's going on a massive scale. Another easy recent example, a recent campaign for Skittles, right on their packaging. This one's the easy one. You could see this with your own eyes, unfortunately. On the packaging for Skittles, they have the word Skittles right on the front, and right next to it is the word explosion. you know, supposed to be like an explosion of favor. Now, I'm sure that was just all just a giant coinkydink. No, they put it there because it's hard to describe on the radio, but you'll see it in the books and the video, and you see it with your own eyes. But the last letter in Skittles is an S, and right next to it is the word explosion. And so right there, connected together on purpose, because you may not pick it up, but your brain does. Mm-hmm. And they know this, and that's why they do it. But it spells Skittles S. And what's the first two letters of explosion? What of all words to choose? Why'd you choose that one? And why'd you place it right next to that? Because it spells S-E-S. And on and on and on it goes. They do this, folks, on a massive scale. And again, go back to the scripture. Man, people will be lovers of themselves and brash, conceited, and immoral, and ungodly, and all this stuff. And it's like, why is there such a massive increase of wickedness? Why are people getting so immoral nowadays? Why is it even Christians? Man, I just got these rotten, evil thoughts, immoral thoughts going through my brain all the time. Well, guess what? This stuff is everywhere. It's on television, social media, in the movies, it's in the commercials, it's in the print, it's in the magazines, even on the billboards. It's everywhere. And you wonder why people are getting so immoral. You can't escape it. And again, this is why we produce this documentary, Christians Get Unplugged. This documentary will be the set of glasses that you can put on so you can finally see how you are being manipulated. And it really is controlling your behavior, and dare I say, for the negative.
Well, the elites definitely control social media. I remember watching as Afghanistan fell and the Taliban were tweeting photos of themselves inside the government headquarters. And isn't it odd that a terrorist group like the Taliban can have their own social media account, but a former president has been banned for life? But let me just say how much I appreciate Pastor Billy Crone. Since 2003, his Get a Life Ministries has been actively sharing the gospel through this very media that the enemy uses against us. And I know, Pastor Billy, that you have a heart to see people come to Christ. So would you, before we close out today, would you please just take a moment and tell our listeners how they can receive Christ as Savior and Lord?
Yeah, amen. That's the most important thing, Pastor Jameson. I agree with you. But basically, the Bible says that God is holy and we're not. And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death. We deserve to die and receive God's judgment, be separated from Him forever in a place called hell. And that's the unfortunate news. But here's the good news. God loves you. And He doesn't want you to go there. But since we've committed sins, you can't scrub them off. You can't work them off. So what are you going to do? You're in a predicament. Well, that's why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He took the death penalty on the cross. He was punished for our sin. And since Jesus lived a sinless life and He took the punishment in our place, the Bible says if you believe on His work, what He did for you, then God will accept that as full payment. And He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you of everything you've ever done, whether you even realize it or not, all past, present, future sins, to the point where the Bible says He will make you spotless, blameless, His bride, and He'll love you. But it's a gift. The gift of salvation is the gift of eternal life. You can't earn it. Jesus did it all. And so the Bible says that if you would turn to Jesus and ask Him to forgive you of all of your sins, trust in what He did on the cross for you, for the forgiveness of your sins, and that's it. It's only Him. And the Bible says if you confess Jesus as Lord, believe in your heart that God raised from the grave, you will be saved. Please do that today. Take the way out of this mess. God loves you. He's willing to forgive you. He wants a beautiful, loving relationship with you, but you need to make that choice now.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks again, Pastor Billy. I really look forward to seeing you at the Signs of the Times conference next month in Las Vegas.
Amen. That's going to be great, Lord willing, and Pastor James.
Get the complete two-day conversation with Billy Crone by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online swrc.com. Jerry Tyson, host of the podcast In the Beacon's Light, which I hope you are subscribed to, is here now with a homeschooled theme, Bible in the News Report.
If you have school-aged children, you fall into two categories. One, those who have seen the problem and are planning to deal with it, or already have. Or two, those who are blissfully ignorant. And what is the problem, you ask? The direction of the thinking of those who have assumed the role of educators of our children. the recent editions of school textbooks and the teachers who have populated the fronts of the classrooms in recent years do not represent the thinking those of us who are older maintain. That shift in ideological direction has changed the landscape of government-controlled education, and in the case of the students who are drinking in their every word, it is changing them into being something their parents might have a hard time recognizing in the future. CV Newsfeed, August 31, 2021, reports, "The number of Americans who homeschool has skyrocketed since the beginning of 2020, with the latest census data showing that over 11% of U.S. households now educate their children at home. The sea change first began to show itself in the fall of 2020 at the beginning of the 2020-21 school year. Some families were stonewalled by school districts kept closed during the COVID lockdown policies. Others opted to homeschool rather than rely on unpopular forms of video conferencing or sending their children back to heavily restricted classroom environments. The rate of homeschooling doubled for many demographic groups in 2020 alone. According to a report from the Bellwether Education Partners, Black American households saw the sharpest rise in homeschooling, with a rate that more than quadrupled. Census data shows that homeschooling families grew at a rapid rate from 1999 to 2012, before peaking around 3.3% of the entire U.S. population, according to the Washington Examiner. Here's their report. The data also showed that more diverse demographics have opted to turn away from traditional learning. Approximately 9.7% of white families have retreated to homeschooling, along with 12.1% of Hispanics, 8.8% of Asians, and 16.1% of Black families, according to the Bellwether Report. Will the trend continue? In a column at The American Mind, Blaise Ebener pointed to an aggressiveness of ideological leftism in classrooms as one reason for the increase in homeschooling. How can parents protect their children against this all-consuming indoctrination? In a hostile society, one of the most viable options is homeschooling as a lifestyle, Ebener wrote. Homeschooling makes parents into their children's primary educators, as they should be. Hence, homeschooling grows ever more popular as the left grows ever more aggressive. Homeschooling doesn't necessarily mean that you need to design a curriculum from scratch or teach every subject to your child. What it does mean is that you're free to choose your child's curriculum and who teaches it. With a little research, you can find plenty of good resources to help you form a curriculum and instructions on how to get started in homeschooling. It is key for parents to be fully in charge of their children's education. As school principal, dean, and teacher, you have the power to replace problematic textbooks, discipline your children, and indoctrinate them in the way you see fit. You don't have to go through a bureaucracy to make any necessary adjustments. End of the article. A recent communication with a friend has indicated the divide between parents and their now adult children whose thinking is far afield from their parents. It can be summed up in this. We don't know what happened to them. Their thinking has changed from where it had been in our home as they grew up. What did happen? In reality, there were more than a few influences at play in the change. But surely a large portion of it can be laid at the feet of the school system they had as K through 12 students, even more so in college or university classes, as they functioned as sponges soaking up the professor's every word. The old expression, garbage in equals garbage out. How well can we trust those teachers, even in Christian schools and colleges? We're seeing some rather disturbing results as our conservative teens go in and 4 years later come back out with a mindset that challenges our understanding. It is safe to say that there are two different worldviews at war between a Christian home and in many classrooms. If the teacher or professor is not a believer in Christ, do not expect them to reinforce what you taught in your home as your children grew up. The classic text, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. This is still the best advice available.
Today in our Resource Center, we have the explosive new DVD and book from Billy Crone, Subliminal Seduction. Get both the book and 7-DVD set for a gift of $80 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144 or order online swrc.com. What if I were to tell you that your whole life was a media-generated illusion? What if you discovered that everything you thought you knew about life, including the very thoughts you formulate, were actually the result and byproduct of a make-believe world you were forced to live in? What if you stumbled upon the horrifying truth that all of this manipulation upon people's minds was not only going on across the whole planet nonstop, but it really was being generated by a handful of elites? Billy Crone's new series, Subliminal Seduction, How the Mass Media Mesmerizes the Minds of the Masses, seeks to inform, expose, and equip you with the shocking evidence of how our whole planet really is being controlled and manipulated by a small group of entities who are mesmerizing us for their own nefarious agendas, using the power of mass media to get the job done. Here you will have unveiled such eye-opening truths as the history and methods of subliminal technology, the manipulation of social media, the manipulation of newspapers, radio, music, and television, the response to subliminal technology. In these DVDs, you will be given the necessary set of glasses to see through this world of illusion in order to be set free from the prison planet we're now living in. Get your copy of Subliminal Seduction and take the way out before it's too late. Subliminal Seduction, the explosive new DVD and book from Billy Crone, is available right now. Get both the book and 7-DVD set for a gift of $80 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Tomorrow, James Collins and Larry Spargimino will look at headlines from the end times, and Doug Stauffer will let us know if the church will go through the tribulation. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.